today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
And so it's that time once again where I'm going to count down my personal opinion of my top whatever albums of a given year, because the world is just dying to know.
Greetings, this is Rockin' the Suburbs. Thanks for tuning into our music podcast. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of my co-host, co-founder, and good friend Jim Linehan, I want to welcome everybody to another episode of our January 2022 music review. Our listeners are picking their favorite song and album of last year, and we are counting them down, and we've just got a few more days to go. Three episodes to be exact, and Jim and I are going to wrap it all up on Friday of this week with our picks for best song and best album of 2022. Today we've got two picks for you, voices that I'm sure will be familiar to our listeners and our suburbs community. And I want to thank again everybody who has called in. I'm using up a lot of C60 cassettes for this one this year because we had a lot of calls. I've got another clean one right here with both of these recordings on it. So without further ado, I'm going to reach over and hit play on the Onkyo tape player. One, two, three, let's go.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, and everybody out there in suburbs podland. It's Justin Steiner calling in with my 2022 picks. Man, it was such a great year for music in 2022. I did a top 10 and then talked about like 40 more albums that were really good, and there were even more beyond that that I didn't get on my list. You know, songs all over those albums too, but trying to narrow down my song was a little tricky. I could have gone with anything from the best this year, and that includes their great single A Real Thing that was not on the album for some reason. Wild Pink had See You Better, which sounded kind of Tom Petty-ish, and then Jay Maskis with a great guitar. There's the hilarious and tuneful Teenage Overpopulation by Second Grade. I called in about the Tisberries a couple months ago, and their song Garden is one of those. But my absolute favorite song of 2022 is a song I tweeted that it was my song of the summer. Patrick played it on his show not too long after that, and it remained my favorite song of the year, and that is Beating 72 by the band Mama up there. Great album from this year. Now we move on to albums, and again, it was hard to make a decision. I talked about all those albums that I had. I listened to so many of them, at least 10 times or more, and way more than that, 6 times or more. I ended up calling my top 5, Always, because that's how it looks, right? Always is Blue Rev, Wild Pink's I Love You So Much, the aforementioned Mama, Household Name. The best, who I talked about too, Expert in a Dying Field, is just, they leveled up so much this year, right? Those songs are all amazing. But in the end, I have to go with the old guys, bringing from the 90s and still turning out great albums. And that's Sloan with their album Steady. You know, Supertrunk and Spoon and Wilco, all these bands from the 90s came back and had awesome albums this year. But the Sloan record just completely blew me away from the first time I heard it, and great songwriting from all four of them. Jay maybe had his strongest batch of songs in a little while. Chris had 4 of them this time, which is great. All you Sloan heads know what I'm talking about. The rest of you, just go listen to the album because it's fantastic. And if you're going to play a song off of it, one song that could have made my song of the year too is Scratch the Surface by Patrick Pentland, which when I first heard it, the first minute I was like, I don't know. And then by another minute in, like, this is the greatest song. So there we go. Those are my picks for 2022. Can't wait to see what's going to happen in 2023. Looking forward to hopefully seeing many of you out there again this year. All right, that's me. I'm out. Bye.
When you're alone in the city, no one knows your name. Alone in the city, everybody feels the same. When you're alone in the city, no one knows your name. Alone in the city, everybody feels the same. You got your peace and love, you got your liquor and drugs. There's something living on the other side. Scratch the surface. There's something living that's worthwhile. Alone in the city, like a single flame. Alone in the city, everybody feels the same. You're alone in the city and you don't connect.
Howdy, fellow Rock in the Suburbs disciples. Mike Schneider here from Vienna, Virginia. Happy New Year and hope everyone's doing well. I wanted to call in and plug my favorite album and song of 2022. The song was easy. Been to the Mountain by Margot Price. I've always been a fan of hers and I love how she's evolved over the last few years. This song shows her ability to play in the psychedelic rock sandbox, and I'm really looking forward to her new album due out this month. For my favorite album, I'll give that honor to Fontaines D.C. and their third release, Skintifia. Their atmospheric, moody rock just worked for me, but they also showed the ability to mix it up on this album. I was lucky enough to get to see them twice live in 2022. All right, I'm keeping it short and sweet. Looking forward to hearing everyone else's choices because you're going to catch me up on what I missed in the last 12 months. Have a good 2023. Thank you.
All right. Big, big thanks to Justin Steiner and Mike Snyder. Two great guys. Two amazing members of this listenership. And really thank you guys for calling in and getting those picks in. Some great, great, great guitar stuff there on those picks. Let's review what we heard, just so everybody is clear. We started off with Speeding 72 from the band Mama. Their record was called Motorbike, and that came out on the Polyvinyl label. Scratch the Surface was the song we heard from Sloan's album, which is called Steady. And that was released on the 2 Minutes for Music / Yep Rock label last year. Then Mike's picks for song was Been to the Mountain by Margot Price, and that was a single that came out, and I believe the album is now out. Came out early this month. It's called Strays, I believe. That is on the Loma Vista imprint. Then we heard Roman Holiday from Fontaines D.C. from their album Skinty Fia. I've also heard it pronounced Skinty Fa, so I'm not sure which one is correct, but either way, it's great rock and roll. That was issued on the Partisan label in 2022. All right, we are down to the final handful of picks. We've got just 2 days left in the countdown, folks. Jim and I, as I said, are going to wrap it up on Friday, but we've got some special stuff for you tomorrow, so you want to make sure you tune in for that. And then we are going to have the final picks, and then we've got something real exciting coming up for you on Monday. It's going to be a really fun little project. Anyway, I want to say thank you to everyone who is listening, and if you want to find us, you can find us at SuburbsPod on the socials, and you can always send us an email, rock@suburbspod.com. You can always stick your head out the window and yell, and somebody eventually will come. All right. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Psychedelic Rock Sandbox.